Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and to live in community with one another.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. To begin our episode, let's have a fun question. Let's go around the table and chat about what rhythms God is calling each of us and you to focus on this year. Emily, what about you?
As I've been just thinking and praying about rhythms that God is leading me to focus on, one area in particular is really caring for my health. I've had some health challenges and having healthy boundaries on the weekends with rest and intentionally taking a Sabbath is something the Lord is leading me to do personally, but I know that He calls all of us to take a Sabbath. But after having my second baby, my health has just been kind of challenging to manage. So I'm finding it's important to rest more and create space in my schedule for doctor's appointments. And I'm also setting aside early mornings to read my Bible, starting with the Pentateuch, which are the first five books. And my husband got me these journaling Bibles for Christmas that walk you through scripture by literary genres. And I'm really excited to begin these. And I think lastly, in my work, I've just been trying to create time blocks to help me better organize my week and create more space for margin. And so I think, you know, when it comes to my children, just being intentional about our homeschooling schedule and incorporating what we like to call fun Fridays with the kids. What about you?
I think those are really great ideas for how to get into some healthy rhythms, literal physical health with going to the doctor. And also, I love your idea of reading the Pentateuch. Those are obviously very foundational books of the Bible. That's great. And Fun Fridays sound fun too. So for me, I really feel convicted to spend a lot more focused time in prayer. I feel like the life distractions can make it really challenging for me to stay focused while I'm praying, but I have just felt such a deep conviction to be very intentional and to work really hard to be distraction free while I'm praying. I know that I feel a lot more peaceful, I feel more encouraged, and I feel like I trust God a lot more whenever I choose to take that time to pray intentionally each day. So that has been my primary rhythm that I'm really trying to work toward this year.
Yeah, I think that's a great rhythm to have, and can be hard when you have two little kids as well to pray intentionally. Focus prayer.
Absolutely. It is so true. So true. Well, welcome back to the Redefined Sisters podcast. Today, we are having a conversation about what God might be leading you to embrace in this season. Perhaps it's simply spending time reading God's word or setting aside time to finally schedule that doctor's appointment. Maybe you simply desire to cultivate healthy rhythms for yourself and your family. Begin praying how God would lead you to embrace Christ and gain an eternal perspective over this next year as we begin our new series together, Renewed and Restored in 2026. We have some exciting things planned for our membership community as well. Emily and I will be doing more exclusive teaching sessions on Patreon over renewing our minds and godly goals and priorities. Our weekly devotionals will continue with brand new themes. There will be some surprise giveaways and brand new resources sprinkled in throughout the year, just because we love you and couldn't be more thankful for you. And we pray God's grace will be multiplied in abundance this new year. I, Rachel, will be your host, and I am joined by my lovely co-host, Emily.
Hi, ladies. Welcome back.
She is the founder of Redefined Sisters. We are thankful for all of you listening and your gracious support of this ministry and podcast. We would love it if you could subscribe to this podcast so we reach more women with the hope of the gospel. So let's jump into the conversation. In Psalm 90:12, the psalmist instructs us, "Teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom." James 4:14 also says, "Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while, then vanishes away." To me, this is such a sobering reality. It's a call to steward our time with excellence, allowing God to lead us in his wisdom. So, how can you personally steward your time with excellence in 2026? Creating an intentional plan and pursuing godliness as women who love Jesus. And we hope you will spend some time praying over this question. One thing that I enjoy is a thriving schedule. I definitely thrive on busyness. I find joy in checking items off of a to-do list. But as we're planning and working in 2026, let's invite the Lord into every area of our lives and create space for the Spirit to be at work, not only in our lives, but in the lives of those we are called to serve. So let's walk through some verses together that God has laid on our hearts to share, and then apply the word to our lives at the end. And if you want more, you can join us for the Equip Her podcast conversation, where we go more in depth about Jesus being more intentional with his time and what we can glean from the Gospels. So, Emily, I'm going to go ahead and let you get started. I've been talking quite a bit here. If you want to get started on what verses you have about stewarding our time and planning for the future.
Sure. So the first one I have is Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The Lord has made everything for its own purpose. So I chose this verse because I think it's important to commit our works to the Lord. The Lord knows our hearts, and as we seek to bring Him glory, there will be times where we do need His grace to cover us for our sin and help give us the strength to persevere in difficult times and to keep walking faithfully towards eternity.
Amen. I love that.
Yeah. And then I think, too, just to add to that, after we have committed ourselves and our works to the Lord, we are called to walk in a way that pleases Him and brings Him ultimate glory, which leads me to Colossians chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. And we're called to walk worthy of the calling we have received from the Lord Jesus, bearing fruit and increasing in the knowledge of God. And this produces in us steadfastness and patience. And just knowing that as believers, we're to be thankful. So giving thanks in all circumstances. And just a shout out to Paul for including that in this letter. What about you, Rachel?
I love that verse, that reminder from Paul about giving thanks in all circumstances. It can be easy to give thanks to God whenever things are good. And it can be much harder whenever things are really challenging. But all circumstances, no matter what, to give thanks. I think that is such an important reminder. and a great godly rhythm to implement in this year. So for me, I really like the verse Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of God is. I love the reminder that we are called to walk in wisdom, and we must really understand what the Lord's will is and try to walk according to that will and steward our time and our future plans according to that. It's such a good reminder. And then I also have Proverbs 21, verse 5, which is kind of similar. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. So, it's not necessarily a promise, but it's a principle and a good reminder to not be impulsive with our decisions or our actions. But if we are diligent, we are likely to reap in abundance.
Yeah, that's a great reminder.
So, what is God leading you to embrace in this season? Emily, you can start.
Well, I mentioned at the beginning of our episode that God is leading me to prioritize both spiritual and physical rest in 2026. So, having a plan for work, rest, and margin enables me to faithfully steward my time for His glory and serve those around me. What about you?
Yeah, I love that. I think that's so important, for sure. I just feel very compelled to embrace God as my good shepherd through prayer. I feel really called, like you said, about resting in His presence, really allowing Him to lead and guide me, and remember that with Him, I'm safe always, no matter what. And doing all of that through the intentional prayer that I spoke about at the beginning of the episode. I love that reminder that God is our good shepherd and what that means. So I will pray over us before we end our chat. Father, I thank you so much for this time and for this fruitful conversation about renewing our minds and having focus and godly priorities in the year 2026. I pray that we will all listen to your spirit and be led by you to what you have in store for us this year. May we align our hearts to your will. May we feel your presence and really be able to embrace rest and godly rhythms throughout this whole time, this whole year. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Ladies, thank you so much for the fruitful conversation. We can't wait to hear what new things God is doing in your life in 2026 and how you are being faithful to implement healthy rhythms. Thanks for joining us for this week's conversation. Bye, ladies.
Bye. See you next time. Happy New Year.
Thanks for joining us. We hope to see you in our Redefined Sisters Facebook community this winter. We love you. Thanks for being here, sister. Bye, ladies.
Bye. See you next time. Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, head to our free Facebook community at www.facebook.com/group/redefinesisters or join us in our membership community on Patreon for exclusive equipping resources at www.patreon.com/redefinesisters. You can also email us at hello@redefinesisters.com. We can't wait to connect with you.